Today's Amud is Sukkah Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Nun Beis Amud Beis, the bottom line, V'loi Haya Chatzir B'Yerushalayim. So we are in the middle of going through the details of the Simchas Beis HaSheva. And so the Gemara now is quoting the Mishnah, which said that there was no Chatzir in the entire Yerushalayim that wasn't lit up from the menorahs that they had in the Ezras Nashim during the Simchas Beis HaSheva. So it says the Gemara Tana was taught that Isha Isa by Reves Chitim La'ar Shal Beis HaSheva. A woman in her Chatzar in Yerushalayim was able to sort her grains with using the light of the Simchas Beis HaSheva. It was so light that she was able to use that light to sift, to sort through her different grains. And Taisus points out that even though it would seem to be a problem of Me'ila, now granted there's no Me'ila when it comes to Kol Ma'ara V'Reach, but when it comes to Ma'ara there's no Me'ila, but the Gemara Pesachim says that even though there's no Me'ila, it's still Aser to be Nana from the light of Hektish, and L'chaira these lights were Hektish. Taisus says that you have to say, you have to take this brisa with a grain of salt, and you have to say not that there was an Isha, that every Isha actually sorted her grains using this light, it just means that she was theoretically able to. That there was no lady that wasn't able to sort her grains, even though she didn't, because that would be Aser, Midin Mi'ila, but each and every woman was theoretically able to sort her grains, that's how bright it was from these lights of the Simchas Beis HaSheva. Now the Mishnah said a Chassidim, that the Chassidim of Anshei Ma'isa, that they would say, and they would sing different shiras with the Shpachos. So now the Gemara is going to go through the details of what exactly they said, or saying. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, Yesh Mehen Aymrim, there were some that were saying, that Asher Yaldu Seinu, Shloi Baisha Ziknu Seinu, that praiseworthy is our youth, that we didn't do averus that would embarrass us in our old age. And who are the people that would say this? That they would say, Asher Yaldu Seinu, Shloi Bisha Ziknei Seinu, Elu Chassidim V'Anshei Ma'isa. That was the Chassidim and the Anshei Ma'isa that they didn't do averus in their younger years. So they're the ones that said this Nusach. The Yesh Mehen Aymrim, there were some that said, Ashrei Ziknu Seinu, Shekipras Yaldu Seinu, that praiseworthy is our old age, that it gives a kapara to our youth. And who are the people that said this Nusach? Elu Balei Tshuva. This refers to the Balei Tshuva, that when they were younger, they did averus, but in their older age, they did tshuva, and they weren't doing those things anymore. So they said, Ashrei Ziknu Seinu, Shekipra as Yaldu Seinu. Elu ve'elu aimrim, all groups would say that Ashrei mi shalai chata, how praiseworthy is a person that he never did an avera in his youth, u'mi shechata, but if a person did, so then yashav yim cholai, so then he should do tshuva, and he'll get a mechila, which is somewhat of a remez to that which the different svarim say that Sukkos, the relationship between Sukkos and Yom Kippur, Sukkos which comes right after Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur is a time of tshuva mi'ira, and Sukkos is also a time of tshuva, it's tshuva me'ava, but it's also a zman of tshuva, you see that from the way that they were talking about the Simchas Beis HaSheva, that they were talking about doing tshuva, Ashrei mi shalai chata, but u'mi shechata yashav yim cholai. Tani was learned in the Braisa that Amru Alava Hillel HaZaken, it was said about Hillel HaZaken, Kishahaya Sameach b'Simchas Beis HaSheva, when he would rejoice during the Simchas Beis HaSheva, so Amar Kain, he would say the following, and Rashi points out that the following was said, talking Ki'ilu for Hashem. So he was talking for Hashem, and he said, Emani kan, if I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm here, if I rest my Shechina in this Beis HaMikdash, so then I'll call kan, everybody's going to come, everyone's going to be part of it, everyone's going to come to the Simcha. V'meini kan, however, if I'm not here anymore, if there's no more Beis HaMikdash, so then mi kan, who's going to come? And Huayu Aymer, and Hillel used to also say, Huayu Aymer Kain, he would say the following, and this he said about himself, that Lamakaim Shani Ayhev, to the place which I love, referring to the Beis HaMikdash, Sham Raglai Mailicho Yisaisi. That's where my feet take me. Even if I don't have intentions to go there, somehow my feet just get me and take me to the Beis HaMikdash. And then he said further in the name of Hashem, that Imtava Yal Beisi, that if you come to my house, if you come to the Beis HaMikdash, so Ani Avay Al Beischa, I'll come to your house and I'll rest my Shechina in your home. But if you don't come to the Beis HaMikdash, if you don't come to my house, so ani lo yavel beischa, I'm not going to rest my shechina in your house, and I'm not going to come to you. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, b'chol makom asher asker eshemi avo elecha uverachticha. In any place that my name is mentioned, meaning if you come to the Beis HaMikdash and you mention my name, so avo elecha uverachticha, so I'm also going to come to you and I'm going to bless you. Afhu, also the Gemara says about Hillel that Afhu ra gulgeles achash etzafa pnei hamayim. He one time he saw a skull that was the person who got killed, and the skull was floating on the water. So Amarla, so Hillel said to the skull, he said al deitaft etfuch, that's which you harm someone else, that's why atifuch, that's why you now got harmed. Umetifayich yetufun, and the person who harmed you, the same thing is going to happen to him, and he's going to get harmed. In other words, what goes around comes around. Rabbi Yochanan said that raglay devar enish inun arvin bay. That the feet of a person, so they're his guarantor, they're gonna make sure that latard midboy, to the place where a person needs to go, taman my vilun yase, they're gonna make sure to take him over there. A person might have all the plans in the world, at the end of the day, the place where a person is supposed to be, that's exactly where he ends up. That's the ashkacha pratis, that exactly where a person is supposed to be, that's where he ends up. And the Gemara says a story to illustrate this point, that hanu tarte kushai, there was these two kushai. Rashi says that they were very good looking, that's why they're called Kushai. The Havukaime Kame Shlomo, that they used to go in front of Shlomo HaMelech, and their names were Elichairef V'Achia B'nei Shishi. Their names were Elichairef and Achia, and they were the sons of Shisha. And Seifrim the Shlomo Yahavu, and they were the Seifrim of Shlomo HaMelech. Yoim Achad, one day, Chazi L'Melech HaMaves, the Havuka Atzif. One day, Shlomo HaMelech, he used to see all these different types of things. He had tremendous chachma, and he saw the Malach HaMavis, that the Malach HaMavis was sad. So Amar Lei, so Shlomo HaMelech said to the Malach HaMavis, Amaya Tzivas, why are you sad? I guess normally the Malach HaMavis fulfills his mission b'simcha, I guess. So he was asking him, why are you sad? So Amar Lei, so the Malach HaMavis said to Shlomo HaMelech, he said, the Kabayu Minai Hanu Tarti Kushai, because they're asking me for these two beautiful people, the Yasvei Hachi, that they live over here. And I'm sad. So Masrinu Lasirim, when Shlomo HaMelech found out that clearly the Malach HaMavis was now coming to take away these two great people, so what he did was is he tried to avoid their Misa. He didn't want the Malach HaMavis to get them. So Masrinu Lasirim, so he gave them over to these Shadim, to the Sirim. Rashi says that Shlomo HaMelech was the Melech of the Shadim, so he had control. So he gave these two Tamid Chachamim over into the hands of these Shadim, and Shadrinu L'Mechayza, and L'Mechayza D'Luz, and he sent them in the hands of the Shadim, he sent them to Mechayza D'Luz, which Rashi brings in the Gemara in Saitim and Vavam Ebeis, that it's a city with the Malach HaMavis is not able to get anybody. And this Mechayza D'Luz, the Malach HaMavis has no Shlita. So he sent these two people in the hands of the Seirim to Mechayza D'Luz. Kimatu L'Mechayza D'Luz Shchivu. However, right when they got to the opening of the city of Mechayza D'Luz, that's when these two people, the Malach HaMavis, got them and they died. L'Machar, the following day, Chazi Malach HaMavis Tavaka Badach. So now Shlomo HaMelech, he sees that the Malach HaMavis is very happy. So Amar Lei, so he says to the Malach HaMavis, what changed? Amai Bedichas, why all of a sudden are you laughing? So Amar Lei, the Malach HaMavis, said to Shlomo HaMelech, he said, because Ba'atar Debayu Minai, it was in the place that I was supposed to get them from, I was sent to get them right by the opening of the city of Mechayza Deloz, and Taman Shadrasinu, that's exactly where you sent them. You sent them exactly to the place where I was supposed to take them from. So Miad Pasach Shlomo, when this happened, so Shlomo HaMelech, he opened up and he said, Va'amar, and he said, that Riglai Debar Inish Inun Arvin Bey. This thing that we started off the sugi with, that Rabbi Yochanan said, that the legs of a person are his guarantor, La'atar Demid Bayi, Tamama Vilun Yase, to the place where he's supposed to go, so that's where he ends up, a person ends up in the exact place where he's supposed to. Now there's a lot of questions to ask on this story. What exactly did Shlomo HaMelech think originally? Why did he, when he saw that the Malach HaMavis was sad, so why did he think that the Malach HaMavis was sad? Obviously, it was because he couldn't get them in the place where they were now. So why would he have them leave? Meaning, what was the conversation? He sees the Malach HaMavis is sad. The Malach HaMavis tells him, oh, it's because I'm supposed to get these two people. Okay, so, and obviously that means he was stuck and he couldn't get them. So why not keep them there? Why did Shlomo HaMelech then send them somewhere else? And if he really understood that it was time for them to go, their mission in life was over, so why was he trying to save them? It was their time to go. Why is Shlomo HaMelech interfering with what's supposed to be? So there's different terutzim that are said to the different kashas. Rav Dessler in Michta Melio and Chilik Dalid on page 209. So he goes through the whole sugya. But just regarding these nekudas, so what he says is like this. He says that when Shlomo HaMelech saw that the Malach HaMavis was sad, and the Malach HaMavis said that it's because I'm supposed to get these two Talmidei Chachamim, so Shlomo HaMelech understood, seemingly a mistake on his level, that he thought that these two people were such shleimim, they reached such a high level of shleimus, that they became like one with the Yetzer Hara. Like we mentioned previously in the Gemara, that when a person learns, when he becomes shalem, so the Yetzer Hara is Kadosh Baruch Hu makes him one with him, it becomes like his friend. So he thought the Malach HaMavis was sad, because he was actually sad to take away these two people. He genuinely believed that the Malach HaMavis was sad to take away these two tzaddikim, so he thought that the Malach HaMavis was able to take them, he just thought that he was sad to fulfill this mission. So Shlomo HaMelech right away, he said, okay, I'll send them away. I'll send them to Mechayza Deluz. Now, why did he send them away? If it was their time to go, so why not have them go? Because he figured that if he would send them to a new place, so then maybe they would get like a new mission, a new tafkid in life. They would be in a new sviva, a new background. And like Chazal say, Mishana Makoy, Mishana Mazel, that when a person switches his place, so his mazel changes, he gets a new mission. So he sent them to a different city. Over there, maybe they would have a different mission. But really, it came out in the end, the Malach HaMavis explained to Shlomo HaMelech that, oh, now he's laughing. Really, the reason why he was sad wasn't to take them away. He was sad because he couldn't get them. And then Shlomo HaMelech made a mistake and he sent them to Mechayza Deluz, and that's exactly where the Malach HaMavis was supposed to take them from. So that's the way Rav Dessler explains this Gemara. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tanya, we learned in Abraisa, Amru Allah v'Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. It was said about Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, that Kishahaya Sameach Simchas Beis HaSheva, when he would rejoice during the Simchas Beis HaSheva, so Hayonaito Shmaina Avukai Shalar, he would take 8 torches, V'Zoyrek Achas, V'Naito Achas, he would throw one up, and while throwing that one up, he would catch another one. And while he was doing this whole throwing one up, catching one, they weren't touching each other, which is called juggling balaz. So he would juggle up these 8 torches. And when he would bow down in the base in the Ezras Nashim during the Simchas Beis HaSheva, so Nayet Shnei Gudalov, he would put down his 2 thumbs, Ba'aretz, on the floor, and he would bend over, v'noyshek etzaritzpa, and he would kiss the ground, v'zoykev, and then he would like use his lower body to stand himself up. V'enkol birya yechol laseiskein, and no one was able to do such a thing, to do such a this type of bowing. V'zuhi kida, and this is what's referred to in different psukim as a kida. Says the Gemara that Levi ach v'kida kamei de Rebbe. One time Levi tried showing Rebbe what a kida is. V'idla, and he became a cripple. It didn't work out exactly, and he became a cripple. So that's what happens. That's the story that the Gemara brings. Well, ask the Gemara. That's the story that Levi became a cripple from trying to show a kida in front of Rebbe. V'hagarmule, is that really what caused Levi to become a cripple? The Amar Rabbi Lazar, but Rabbi Lazar once stated that Lo'ilam al yatiach adam dvarim klapei malo. He said that a person should be careful not to talk with chutzpah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shaharei adam gadol hitiach dvarim klapei malo. He spoke with too much fire. He spoke too much chutzpah with a little bit too much chutzpah against Hashem. Ve'idlan, he became a cripple. Umanu Levi, and this is referring to Levi, which Rashi feels a sin. It's referring to a Gemara in Tainis that when Levi was davening for rain, so and the rain wasn't coming. So he said some things which weren't so befitting. He said, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu, v'yashavtul chabamara v'yata mashkiach al banecha, that you just sit up there and you're not paying attention to any of your children." So it was considered over the top a little, and he became a cripple. So we see that that's why Levi became a cripple. It was from saying, from davening in that way. So says the Gemara, "Hava ha garmulei." It's not a stira. They both caused him to become the cripple. The reason why Hakadosh Baruch Hu was misavivit and he became a cripple was because of this incident that he spoke with this chutzpah to Hashem, but the way it happened was by showing akida. When he was showing akida, that's when he was punished for this, that he was hetiach dvarim klapei malo. Says the Gemara that Levi have a metayo kamei de Rebbe betamne sakine. That Levi used to juggle in front of Rebbe 8 knives. Instead of 8 torches, he used 8 knives. And Shmuel kamei shibur malka betmanya mizge chamra. He would use 8 cups of 8 glasses of wine, and he would juggle them without spilling the wine. Abaye kamei de Ravo, or some switch the gears to Rabba, which would seem to make more sense because that was his Rebbe. That Abaye would do, because all you see from this Gemara that they're all doing things to honor the Rebbeim. So Levi in front of Rebbe would juggle the 8 knives. Shmuel in front of Shibur Malka. Obviously not his Rebbe, Shibur Malka was the king of Paras, but he did it to show honor to the Shibur Malka, so he juggled these 8 glasses of wine. So Abaye kamei de Rabba would then make sense, that Abaye, in front of Rabba, bitmania beye, he would juggle 8 eggs to be misameach his Rebbe, to be misameach Rabba, to honor him. Va'amrila ba'arba beye, and some say he wasn't able to do 8, but rather he did it with 4 eggs. Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Amar Yeshua ben Chananyam, when Yeshua ben Chananya said over that kishahayinu semechem simchas beis hasheva, when we used to rejoice during the simchas beis hasheva, so l'ra'inu sheina be'einenu, we never slept the entire time, the entire Chol HaMoed, we didn't sleep, we were too busy to sleep, everything was so one thing after the next, there was no time to sleep. Keitzad, what was the schedule like? Sha'ar Rishayna Tamit Shal Shachar, the first hour of the day, so we would bring the Tamid Shal Shachar, Misham L'Tfila, right after bringing the Karban Tamid, we would go and we would daven Shachars, which is interesting Gemara. You see from here that even Bizman the Mikdash, even though the Gemara says that Tfila is connected to Midin Tiknum, that we daven Shachars connected the Karban Tamid, which would give the implication that Ki'ilu, really, we daven in place of the Karban Tamid. When you have a Karban Tamid, there was no need to daven Shachars. You see from this Gemara that even in the Beis HaMikdash, even when they had a Karban Tamid, they also daven Shachris. They daven Shachris right after they brought the Karban Tamid. Now, of course, their Nusach obviously had to have been different. They couldn't have been davening that the Kadosh Baruch Hu should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. They were in the Beis HaMikdash, but they had some sort of Tefillah Shachris after they brought the Karban Tamid. So again, in relating over the busy schedule that they had during the Simchas Beis HaSheva, during those days of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, so the Gemara says that the first hour of the day they would bring the Karban Tamid Shal Shachar, Misham L'Tefillah, then they would go ahead and daven. Misham l'karban musaf. By the time they finished davening, I guess with halal and everything, so then they would go and they would bring the karban musaf. Misham l'tfilas hamusafin, and from there they would go and they would daven musaf. Misham l'beis hamedrash, then they would go learn a little. Misham l'achila v'shtia, then they would have time to eat and drink, to have a sudas yantif. Misham l'tfilas hamincha, after that suda they would daven mincha. Misham l'tamid shalbein arbayim, then they would go ahead and they would bring the afternoon karban. And the Achronim speak out why they point out that there seems to be an interesting Seder over here that by Shachris and Musaf, the Tefillos were always after the Karban. Here now, after the Suda, they went ahead and they daven Mincha, and then afterwards, Misham L'Tamid Shabbein Arbayim, then they brought the Karban at the afternoon Karban Tamid. You would think that they would first bring the afternoon Karban Tamid, and then daven Mincha. But here their order, for whatever reason, is switched. They would daven Mincha first, and then they would bring the Karban Tamid Shabbein Arbayim. And Mikan Ve'elach, and then after they finished with the Karban Tamid Shabbein Arbayim, so then the rest of the night was spent partying at the Simchas Beis HaSheva. So there was pasha no time to sleep. It was too busy. You weren't going to be mevatel on any of the tefillos. You weren't going to be mevatel on the karbanos. You weren't going to be mevatel on the learning, and you weren't going to be mevatel on the sudas. So what were you supposed to eat? Only during the Simchas Beis HaSheva. But then you were busy with the Simchas Beis HaSheva. So that's why Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya said that when we would rejoice during the Simchas Beis HaSheva, we pasha didn't have any time to sleep. Well, says the Gemara, Eini, is that really even possible? How could he say that he didn't sleep, that they wouldn't sleep the entire time? Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Yochanan once said that Shvua Shlo Ishan, Shleisha Yamim, if a person makes a Shvua, he says that he swears he's not going to sleep for 3 days, the halacha is Malkan Isai. Right away we give him Malkus, the Yishan La'altar, and he could go to sleep right away if he so chooses. But we give him Malkus because it's considered a Shvua Shav, it's considered a false Shvua, since it's impossible to go 3 days without sleeping. So how could Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya say that we used to go the whole time without any sleep? It's impossible to go 3 days without sleeping. That's why a person who makes a Shvua, that he's not going to sleep for 3 days, right away we give him Malkus, because it's impossible to keep such a Shvua. So rather, says the Gemara, Ela hachi ka'amar, this must be what Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya meant, that lo ta'amnu tam shena, not that we didn't sleep, but we didn't taste the sleep, meaning that we never had like a real sleep, a shenas keva. Rather, we would just doze off on each other's shoulders. The Beis HaMikdash was packed during the Simchas Beis HaSheva. They were all standing up, dancing and singing and rejoicing. And they would doze off every once in a while on someone else's shoulders. And the shaila is now, what about sleeping outside of the sukkah? So that the Achren speak about how they were able to fall asleep. The Rekeach actually, and Simon Reish Tess learns that they had a sukkah over the Ezra's Nashim, so then that avoids the whole kasha. They had a sukkah, it wasn't a problem to doze off. But that's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya meant. Not that they didn't sleep, avada, that would be impossible. They had to have slept. You can't go 3 days without sleeping. But what he just meant is that they didn't have a real sleep, like on a bed. Rather, they just dozed off on each other's shoulders.